Welcome to Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting second. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Danny Heap. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Christensen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Samuel. Batting second. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting third. The center fielder, Von Hayes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Greg Gross. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Steve Jeltz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeltz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schmidt scoops it up and throws to first, with Koosman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Phillies. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field. Foster picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foster. Hayes moves to third. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The slide. Carter applies the tag. Hayes is out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil moves to second. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen strikes out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeltz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Samuel strikes out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue is 0-for-1 in the game. Shue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heap. Shue reaches second base with a double. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Shue moves to third. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shue scores. It's 2-0, Phillies. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeltz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Chapman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Christensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. There goes Foster trying to get to home. Koosman throws to Virgil, who tags Foster for the out. Christensen moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Phillies. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana is walked intentionally. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Christensen moves to third. Santana moves to second. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Jeltz fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Samuel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shue hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeltz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hayes. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Larry Anderson now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter is hit by the pitch. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Carter moves to second. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap is walked intentionally. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Carter scores. Heap moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-2, Mets. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeltz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Phillies 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynch strikes out. One out. Wally Backman pinch hits for Kelvin Chapman. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson pinch hits for Ray Knight. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Virgil and he is out, Samuel applying the tag. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Backman now playing second base. Howard Johnson now playing third base. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeltz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christensen. Jeltz reaches second base with a double. There goes Gross trying to get to home. Christensen throws the ball into Backman who relays the ball to Carter, who tags Gross, who came all the way from first, for the out. Jeltz moves to third. One out. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Larry Anderson. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeltz tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Mets. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Phillies 3. The Mets will come to bat. Shane Rawley now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. She juggles the ball. That's an error on Shu. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heap strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Danny Heap now playing left field. Mukie Wilson now playing center field. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schmidt strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Phillies. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Maddox pinch hits for Greg Gross. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Virgil moves to second. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeltz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Von Hayes now playing left field. Gary Maddox now playing center field. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeltz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santana hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards short. Jeltz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.